You've tuned into His Name Ministries Podcast.
Praise you, Jesus. So kere brasa. Thank you, Daniel. Praise you, Jesus. More. We worship you, Lord. Thank you for the more. Thank you for your presence. Kerebroso, kerebrasa, kerebroso. Hunger and thirst. We hunger and thirst. We have no options. We have no other plan Bs. Our plan is your plan. Our plan is put our faith in you, Lord. Our plan is an outpouring of your glory. The Holy Spirit, miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for the outpouring, what you have for this state, what you have planned for the state of California, what you prepared for the state of California. We do not give it to wickedness. We won't stop. We won't take a back seat. No, California for Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Move across this state. Move across this beautiful state of California. Let righteousness prevail. Let your glory, let your anointing to fall on the state. Thank you for the prayers that have been prayed for this state. We hook ourselves up with that. Hallelujah for the state of California. And we thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, a Holy Spirit stirring up believers, waking up believers, waking up the body of Christ to pray, to prayer. And we do that. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit wake up call for California. Wake up. Wake up. It's not just the enemy's plan to go after California, but other states and America. But his plan will not prosper. We come against it in Jesus' name. We take our stand. We intercede. We take our place as the body of Christ right now. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power, might, dominion, and we have authority. It's not a flesh and blood battle. This is a spiritual battle. We wake up to this. This is a spiritual battle. We are those vessels, Lord. People here, people watching online, those vessels to pray. So we pray it forth. We pray it forth. The plans you have for the state of California. Thank you, Jesus. Kerebroso, fire, fresh fire, anointing. I thank you for Holy Spirit download of courage. Praise you, Lord. California strong. California is a state after the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're not done with California. Hallelujah. We take our place. We take our place. Wake up the body of Christ. Wake up the churches. Wake up the pastors. It's not about the fame. It's not about the Instagram likes or Facebook likes. Lord, we're done with that. We want you. We want you to have your way. That's what changes people's lives. The anointing, the presence of the Lord. More. Hallelujah. Thank you for the more. Thank you for the wind. The wind that filled the upper room, Lord. Thank you for the wind. Holy Ghost wind. Holy Ghost fire across the state of California. Thank you for the Holy Ghost wind to blow out the junk, to blow out things that don't need to be here. Blow it out in Jesus' name. Thank you for that wind. Thank you for the fire to burn up, to burn up darkness, to burn up plans of the enemy. Those plans will not prosper. Thank you for angels. Thank you for the angelic going forth. Hallelujah. That watch over this state. I pray, let wicked people cut themselves into pieces. What their desires, their plans, what they think will happen, let it backfire in Jesus' mighty name. Let it backfire. I pray, let California be an oasis. Let California be a place of refreshing, beautiful weather, but also the presence of the Lord, the glory of the Lord. Let people come to the state of California to meet with the Lord, to go to prayer services, to go to revival services, to just a touch from the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for it. From Los Angeles, all across the state, San Diego, let this place be an oasis of the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. It was once before. Why not again? Thank you, Jesus, for it. We put our trust in you. We put our eyes on you, Lord. Kerebroso. More, more, more. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Same, the same. He is the same. Jesus, Jesus. Kerebroso. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We won't ever question the Lord. I feel like the Lord said that as Destiny was worshiping. Don't ever question me. Don't ever question me on if California is called by me. Don't ever question it. Hallelujah. It's called by the Lord. Don't ever question me. We don't question you, Lord. We don't question you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We don't question you. Put our eyes on you. What about this? What about the election? What about what's going on? We don't question the Lord. What do? We pray, believe God. You know, the Lord spoke to my grandmother, spoke through her. 2008, I was actually at the service. It was a prayer meeting where she has her ministry headquarters in Branson, Missouri. And our country lost an election. It just depends what side you're on. But people were discouraged because the person they thought would be the next president, he didn't get in. I'll just tell you this. As a young guy going to meetings all the time, I went to church all the time. I kind of wanted to see what their reaction would be. What are they going to do? Because I know who they wanted to be the next president, but that didn't work out. So I wanted to see, how are they going to handle this? I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but maybe at that moment I wasn't 100% on fire for the Lord. I just wanted to see what they would say. So I'm there, and you could tell that the atmosphere wasn't full of glory. People didn't have joy. My grandmother gets up there, and she starts praying. She starts worshiping the Lord, and the Lord spoke through her. And she told me, she said, I've had the Lord speak through me, but in that way, maybe once or twice in my whole entire life. Here's what the word of the Lord said. Don't put your faith in the presidency. What's going to save this? I'm kind of paraphrasing. What's going to save America and this world is not an election, but it's an awakening to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So we're not called to trust in man. Thank God for men, but we're not called to trust in man. No, we put our faith. We trust in God, because it's not some guy sitting in a White House that's going to make people turn to Jesus. It's us. It's an awakening to the Lord, outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That's what's going to save America. That's what's going to touch the world from the northeast, the south, and the west. It's not an election, but it's an outpouring of the presence of God. Thank God for that. What do? We pray for it. So she started to pray. She held meetings every Wednesday. They still do. Prayer at noon, Wednesday, Sunday. Why? Prayer. We're praying, Lord, have your way. Have your way. Praying in the Spirit. I know it's not an election that's going to save America. It's an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It's an awakening to God. Just like what the Lord spoke to me. Don't ever question me if California is called. California is called by the Lord. We are those vessels. We will pray. Praise you, Lord. That's what prayer does. It prepares the way. Why do we pray? Even us being together in this corporate setting, things happen when we're together corporately that you can't happen when you're by yourself having an individual prayer life. Paul says, don't forsake the gathering of the brethren. But it's something special when we're all together and we all have our supply in the Spirit. You can have a big supply or you can have a small supply. How do you get a big supply? But the more time you pray, the more you give yourself to prayer. You develop it, something you develop. And then when you get together, when you get around people, that supply, it comes together, and you get things done in corporate prayer that you can't get done in private prayer. So I'm believing tonight, we didn't just have this meeting just to have it. I'm believing that we will get some things done tonight. We will get some things done tonight. I sure hope so, Brandon. No, I know so. Are you sure it sounds too good to be true? No, I know so. It's what the Word of God says. Let's be that vessel for the Lord. Just like electricity, the conduit, how electricity flows is through a wire. You got to have wires to have electricity flow. I want to be that wire. It's the same with us. The Holy Spirit, God using us. We got to be that wire. We got to be that vessel. We got to be that person that the Lord can pray through and that we pray. We got to be that hose. Hallelujah. It's not about you. Oh, you have this, you have that. No, I'm just a vessel. He's the source. Jesus is the source. The Holy Spirit. I'm a wire. I'm just a wire for him. I'm just a hose. But we put our faith, we put our trust in the Lord. And prayer prepares the way. Isaiah chapter 40, talking about John the Baptist, prophesying about John the Baptist. But it says here in Isaiah chapter 40, we'll look at verse 3. It's talking about John the Baptist. It says, this is the voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. What did John the Baptist do? He prepared the way for Jesus. That was his job. He prepared the way. He prepared the people. He had a following, John the Baptist. Lots of people like John the Baptist. People followed him. But what was his job? He prepared the way for Jesus. It's saying it here, prophesying about him. He's going to be one that cries in the wilderness. He was in the wilderness. He came out. What does he say? Jesus is coming soon. He prepared the way. Make straight a desert, a highway for our God. Verse 4, every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked path shall be made straight. The rough places plain. Verse 5, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. What? John the Baptist preparing the way of the Lord. He made the crooked path straight, the rough places plain and smooth. That's what prayer does. It prepares crooked things, things that are not right. When you get in prayer, privately and corporately, it makes those things, those crooked things, it makes them to go straight. It makes things that are rough to be plain and clear, and it prepares. Prayer is fuel. Prepares what? For the Lord to move, to touch your city, to touch your house. Thank God for prayer. Prepares the way. I'm very close and somewhat connected to the whole Brownsville revival that happened in Pensacola, Florida, 1995 to 2000. Almost 6 million people came through those doors in 5 years. Not one word of advertisement. They had church 6 nights a week. The glory of the Lord hit that place. That's why they had it. They had people that never left. People would stay up all night. They said it was, the glory was so heavy. People talked about when they would go on the parking lot of the church, their whole body would go numb. They couldn't walk. It was the glory. It was the presence of the Lord. But they prayed for it. They prayed for revival. They prayed for a move of God for over 2.5 years. What does prayer do? It prepares the way. They got people together, and they start praying all the time. Lord, I thank you for revival. Thank you, Lord. I bless this house. Have your way. Move in our church, Lord. Move in our church. Praying in the Spirit. Kid Abrosa, what? Preparing the way. Crooked paths being straight. Rough things moved out. I don't know about that. I don't feel it. Did I ask you if you felt it? Just keep on going and pressing in. 1 month, pressing in. They would meet on Wednesday nights. They would just pray. They would pray. Pray in the Spirit. They would walk around and have different things they would pray about in the city. They would spend about 15 minutes praying for this, and then they would walk and pray for that. And just keep on praying and praying and praying and praying. After a year, year and a half, 2 years, and then the Lord starts to move in the people's households. People's households started getting touched by the Lord. Not the church first. People getting saved. Maybe teenage boys that were living wild lives got set on fire for Jesus. Things are happening. And then there came a day where the Lord starts to move. That revival starts. Hallelujah. And the pastor got touched by God, and he said this. What is this, Lord? He's never fell out in the Spirit. He's on his back on the carpet. He asked the Lord, what is this? And he said he hears the Lord speak to him. This is my glory, son. This is my glory. And he makes a funny statement. He goes, I preached for 3 months straight on the glory of God, and I didn't even know what it was when it hit me. He said, I had a revelation. You can preach about something for 3 months, but until you experience it, you have no idea what you're talking about. Here he is preaching about it, probably talking about it in the Greek, what it means, and then it hits him. What is this, Lord? That's my glory, son. That's why people came, the glory of the Lord. I pray that for California. I pray that for America. I pray that for your household, the glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the glory. Prepare the way. We prepare the way. That's what we do. We prepare the way. The crooked path made straight. We prepare the way for your glory. It's not an election that's going to save California. Thank God for that. But it's an awakening to God. What's going to save America? Outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the glory of God. People that are unsaved need to experience the glory. And then there's a lot of Christians that are so messed up and so confused and so in the world, they need to experience the glory of God. And then there's me, and I need to experience the glory of God. I want more. It's for all of us. Denomination crushing line, the glory of God. It's real. It's real. So we thank you, Lord. We prepare the way. We put our trust in you. We put our trust in you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. This is a fight. This is a fight. We'll look at 1 Timothy chapter 6. You can just listen if you want. Verse 12, Paul says this, fight the good fight of faith. That's what we do as Christians, as believers. There is a fight that we have to do, that we have to participate in. What is it? It's a fight of faith. The enemy is after your faith. The enemy is trying to go after you to discourage you, to stop you from praying, to discourage you, to stop what God has going on in your life. Well, it's a fight of faith. Paul says this to Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. There are enemies to faith, unbelief, hardness of heart, unforgiveness. I'm better than that person. Pride. What? It's a fight against your faith, trying to come after you, but fight the good fight of faith. Verse 17 says this, charge them that are rich in this world that they not be high-minded, proud, nor trust. We're talking about trusting in the Lord. Nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. What's he saying? Hey, trust in the Lord. Trust in the living God. Thank God for money. Thank God for that. But our trust is not in those physical, natural things. Paul says this, fight the good fight of faith and then trust in God. How do you trust in God? Just trust in him. How do I try, but I feel like the world's bombarding me. I have these thoughts. What do? Get in the Word of God. Stay on the Scripture. Put that scripture on your refrigerator. Say it 100 times. Instead of saying the opposite, I don't know how this is going to work out. I think I'm going to quit. I'm going to give up. No, say this, I trust in God. My faith's in God. I fight the good fight of faith. I'm a winner. I'm victorious. Jesus won the victory for me. I'm a winner. I'm victorious. Jesus won the victory for me. I fight the good fight of faith. I walk in love. This is a fight. Hallelujah. We fight the good fight of faith. And then let's look at verse 10. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all evil. What? Loving money. Is money evil? No, we need money. You go to the gas station after this, it's going to cost money to get gas. You go to McDonald's, get a coffee, it takes money. But we're not called to love money. We're not called to trust in it. We trust in Jesus. We trust in the Holy Spirit. What you trust, you love. Whatever you love, you trust. Thank God we can love the Lord. Thank God we can trust in him no matter what. For the love of money is the root of all evil. And it says there's been some that have coveted after money, and they've erred from the faith, and they've even pierced themselves with many sorrows. What? There are people, they are Christians, they are believers, and they let money be their love. They start falling in love with money, or we're talking about trusting in Jesus. They start trusting in money, and it says because of that, they have erred from the faith, and they've literally pierced themselves. Cut themselves. Why? Because their trust and their love went from Jesus, things of God, to money. Physical, natural thing. What money can do for you. No, our trust is in Jesus. Our trust is in the living God. We fight the good fight of faith. There have been people in faith, believers, and it says they fell in this trap, and they've erred from the faith. They pierced themselves with many sorrows. We trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. You can fill in the blank. It doesn't have to be money. It could be whatever. Our trust is in Jesus. Our trust is in the Lord. Why do we do what we do? Us praying for California, because I trust God. I know He's called this state. I trust there is going to be an outpouring, and it's already here, of glory, miracles, signs, and wonders. Greater than the Azusa Street revival. But it comes by prayer. Hallelujah. We pray for it. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7, it says this: blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. So if you don't trust in the Lord, guess what? You're not going to be blessed. Blessed is the man, blessed is the woman who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. He will be like a tree planted by water, its roots by the stream. Does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries. It never ceases, never fails to bear fruit. Thank you, Lord, for that. We trust in the Lord. Blessed is us who trust in Him. Kerebroso. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah 26, you can just listen, says this: the prophet's song calling for confidence in God. That's what's going forth right now. Here is the word of the Lord. It says that on the top here, Isaiah chapter 26, the prophet's song calling for confidence in the Lord. Isaiah 26, verse 3, He will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee, because he trusts in Thee. Why? How is he going to have perfect peace? That word perfect peace, peace means shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. Peace in everything, your finances, your household, your mind. I'm going to not just give you some peace, a little peace, perfect peace. Shalom, that's what it means, shalom, nothing missing. Nothing broken. I will get you. I will keep you in this place. Why? Because your mind is on me and you trust in me. We trust in the Lord. And it says in verse 4, trust in the Lord forever in the Lord, Jehovah and His everlasting strength. We trust in Jehovah and His strength. Praise you, Lord. Even Paul says, when I preached to you in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I didn't come here with elegant words of wisdom. I didn't come here with fancy speaking and preaching, but I even came in much trembling. And I preached, and my faith, he said, my faith doesn't stand in the wisdom of men. What? My trust, you could say. Faith is trust. My trust is not in the wisdom of man or how great I can preach and what I can do. But my faith is in the Holy Spirit. My trust is in the Holy Spirit and in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what we put our faith in. That's what we trust. I trust in God with all my heart. Praise you, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We worship you, Lord. You can stand, you can sit, just start to pray. Thank you, Lord. We put our trust in you. Kerebroso. Allow the whole, like I said, be that wire. Be that wire. Be that wire. Praise you, Lord. Be that hose. Allow the Holy Spirit to flow in and through you. Let some things, let's pray for some things right now. Kerebroso. Kerebrase. The Lord gives you a word, speak it forth. Kerebroso. Kerebrasata. Mande. Kerebreke. Thank you, Jesus. Sokorobroso. Kerebrasata. Desheke. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. Thank you for the gifts. Thank you for the gifts in the body of Christ. Thank you for the gifts coming forth. Kerebroso, kerebrasa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Yes, more. Thank you for the more. Kere, kere. Glory, glory, glory. Kere broso. Karabrasata. Kere basanda. Lada bro. Send laborers across the path. Laborers across the path. Crooked paths made straight. Clear highway. Thank you for the clear highway. Kere bro. Kanabra. Glory. Heavy glory. Thank you, Lord, for the glory. Thank you, Jesus, for the glory. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. More, more, more. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. We look to you, Jesus. We put our trust in you. We put our trust in you, the body of Christ. We put our trust in you. You are the head. We are that body. Kere yana broso. Kere brasa. Yana brasa. Kere yata. Kere bro. Kere bro. Glory. Glory. Encouraging. Encouraging. The great encourager. Kere bro soko. Encouraging the body. You're encouraging the body. You're encouraging the body. Waking up the body to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Kere bro so. Karabasa tarabasate. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Kerebroso. We worship you, Lord. Karabrasata. Kerebasande. Yesheke. Koro soto. Darabasata. Kerebeke. Thank you. Thank you for your anointing. The laborers. The laborers. Hallelujah. Kere basata, kere breche, yata basata rabasata, kere boso kora masanda rabasata. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the authority. Thank you, Lord. We have authority. Kere broso, karababa, going back to the enemy's camp, taking back what the enemy has tried to steal. Kere brosoto mande shaka. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Kere brosoto. The healer, Jesus. You are the great healer. We put our eyes on you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The great healer. Praise you, Lord. We can't do anything. It's Him. He is it. We put our eyes on Him. Whatever you need is in Him. Kere brosoto, great miracle worker. You are the great miracle worker. Kere brosondara brasa. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Holy Ghost, stir up. Stir up the people. Holy Spirit stirring up. Kerebroso. Kerebra. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire, Lord. Kerebroso korabasata. Thank you, Lord. Rising up. We are rising up. Hallelujah. Rising up to our inheritance. Rising up to know what we have, what belongs to us. Kerebrese yarabasa. Thank you, Lord, for the name of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood over the state of California. We plead the blood of Jesus over the state of California. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus over America. Kerebroso korabasa. Kerebasa rodabaso ko. Kerebre kerebasata. Kerebroso. Kerebasande. Victory. Sounds of victory. Kerebroso to. Kerebasata rarasate. Kerebreche yerebaso to. Yatabande. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Pushing back. We're pushing back. Pushing back plans, the enemy. has trying things he's trying to do, we push it back. Thank you for the pushing back right now. We push it back in Jesus' name. We push it back in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Kerebro soko, bamba, raising up. Body of Christ is raising up. Sons and daughters of God are raising up in this hour. We say you rise. You arise. You rise to the place the Lord has for you. In Jesus' name. Kerebrese. Maraboso. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Kerebroso. Fresh, fresh, fresh. Fresh anointing. Thank you. Fresh anointing. Fresh oil. Oil. Fresh oil, Lord. Thank you for the fresh oil. We need fresh oil. We need fresh oil. We thank you, Lord, for the fresh oil. We thank you, Lord, for the fresh anointing. Fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil. Fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh anointing. You exalt our horn like the horn of a unicorn. Psalms chapter 92. I will anoint you with fresh oil. Thank you, Lord. Exalting, exalting, anointing with fresh oil. Fresh anointing. Thank you, Lord. We need the anointing. Kerebrosokora basata. We need the anointing. We need that. Praise you, Jesus. Kerebroso. Kerebrasa tarabasite. Kerebe yarabasa taraboso. Kere yanda brasanda bambambande. Kerebreke. Praise you, Jesus. People watching online, Holy Ghost stirring you up right now. Praise you, Jesus. Kerebre. Thank you, Jesus, for strength. Jesus, you are our source for strength. Thank you for power. Jesus, you are our source for power. Jesus, you are our source for power, for strength, for joy, and we trust in you. Hallelujah. You trust in anything else, you're going to cut yourself to pieces. Trust in the Lord. Fight the good fight of faith. Let's use our weapons, the sword of the Spirit. Let's use our weapons against the enemy. Let's use our weapons of prayer. Hallelujah. That's what we're doing. Kerebrosoka basete. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Speaking to people. By the body rising up this hour. Kerebreshe, glory, 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 glory. The glory of the Lord filling California. The glory of the Lord filling Southern California. We ask you, Lord, for it, for your glory to fill Southern California, to fill the churches, to fill the streets. Hallelujah. People getting touched and radically saved by you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you, Lord, for it. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for it. Come forth. Come forth. Like stories we've heard about, things we've heard about, like Azusa Street, what we've heard about. We say that come forth now in Jesus' name. Let that come forth again. And I want us to see it. I want us to be a part of it. Hallelujah. It's about you, Lord. It's about you. Let our focus be on you. You are our focus. You are our delight. Holy hunger. Let us have a holy hunger for more of you. Nothing else satisfy us. Only you. Your glory, your anointing, your presence. Only you, Lord. Hallelujah. Only you. Kerebroso tada basata. Kerebreshe basandada broso. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for the state of California. Thank you for the plans you have for this state. A plan of glory. a plan of glory. Praise you, Jesus. Let it start in California and let it be swept across America. Outpouring of your glory. We say yes, Lord. We say yes. Fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Heavy glory. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the body of Christ. Let's prepare the way. Prepare the way. More, more, more. Hallelujah. Prepare the way, Lord. Use us. Use us. Thank you for Caleb, Father. Use us. Thank you, Lord, for Daniel. Fire, 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 Daniel. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. More, more, more. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Strength, joy, glory, provision, blessing. You have not seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. Just the beginning. Kerebroso. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you for Pastor Frank. Kerebroso. Kanabasande. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my sister. Praise you, Lord. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord, for her hunger. For her hunger for you, Lord. They drove long distance, Lord. I pray, Lord, bless them. The top of their head, of the soles of their feet. Let them be Holy Spirit consumed with what you've called for this state, California. Let it burn inside their belly even more than it does now. Jesus, fire. Hallelujah. Contend. Contend. Glory. Miracle. Signs and wonders. What she's believing you for, Lord. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Kerebre. Yada broso. Kanda broso te. Yata brasa. Jesus. Jesus. Glory. 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 The glory, glory, glory. People watching online, I pray over you. Glory in your household. The power of the Holy Spirit to touch you. In Jesus' name, to stir you up. Stir you up. Put your eyes on the Lord. Put your focus on the Lord. Allow the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to use you to pray like never before. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. All of us together, corporately praying, things get done. Things happen. Can't think of anything else to do better on a Friday night. Being with Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Things that we pray about, things that happen that you don't even realize. That you don't even know what you stopped. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Just worship Him. Sing to the Lord whatever you want to do. Kerebroso. Kaya. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for watching over us. Forgive us if our trust has been in anything else besides you. If our focus has been on something that's not of you. Forgive us. We repent, Lord. Let our focus be on you. Holy, holy are you, Lord. Not to be discouraged, not to quit, not to give up. Say, California's done. California's gone down the drain. I'm moving to Florida now. No. We pray. Hallelujah. Stay encouraged. Our trust is not in another state. Our trust is in the Lord. Say that. My trust is in Jesus. My trust is in Jesus. And he'll give me perfect peace. Perfect shalom. Spiritually, physically, financially. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't know. I can't do it. Brandon, I try. I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to make things happen. It's not working for me. I didn't tell you to do it. The Lord will do it for you. Amen. What a relief. Why? Your trust is in him. He's not going to fail you. He's not going to abandon you. Trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Every day, things are constantly trying to pull your trust away from God. And it's an adjustment we do. The Holy Spirit will help us to adjust back. No, my trust is in God. What about gas prices? What about what they're going to say? I need to buy a house and there's no way I can. My trust is not in that. My trust is in the Lord. I know you have me in California, but I don't want to be. My trust is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Perfect peace. It's all about me, you know, me. I want to take care of me, and I want to make sure I'm happy. It's not about you. It's about the Lord. Hallelujah. I need peace, and I don't know what to do. I'm going to go to this person. It says if you have your eyes on the Lord, your trust in the Lord, you'll have perfect peace, perfect shalom. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We make that adjustment right now. I make that adjustment right now. That we never question you. That we never grow weary in well-doing. That I pray we never lose hope. We don't lose our expectation in the Lord. What? When you don't trust in God, you lose your hope. When you don't have your faith in God, you lose your expectation. No, let's be expecting like never before. Let us have hope. Let's not grow weary in well-doing. What is that saying? There's going to come times where you just want to quit. Or you might feel like you're tired, but don't grow weary. Don't quit. Due season, you're going to reap. We are reaping here in the state of California. From when we first started our prayer meeting till now, there has been significant change. The body of Christ is rising up here in California. Thank you, Lord. I want to close with this. Destiny and I just got back from a trip where we traveled for a month and a half. Preached at five different states. I think we preached a total of 17 church services. It was amazing. I could spend the next hour telling you what God did. Holy Spirit touching people. One young lady, her whole life, she's been deaf, going to mental institutions, you know, for help and being checked in. And during the meeting, the power of God hit her. The pastor told me she has a written report from the doctor. She's 100% healthy, clean bill of health. So many testimonies. I got another testimony from when I was preaching in Marietta, California. And there I was preaching and I'm about to close the service. The Holy Spirit pointed out an individual to me in the very back. What did I do? I called him forth. Have I ever met him? No, I never met him. But I knew it was the Lord. I said, you sir, come up here. He ran to the front. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, the anointing. I started speaking over his life. This is what the Lord spoke to me. God, you've been praying for someone. You've been praying for someone in your family. Is it your son? Yes, that's the way he told me. Been praying for my son. The Lord wants me to tell you that he's going to bring him home. He's going to restore what the enemy has stolen from you. Guy got touched. I never met the guy. Holy Spirit touched him. What? Me being that vessel. Me being that wire. Me being that hose. What? To encourage him, to speak to his heart, whatever the Lord tells me to say. I never met the guy. I got a testimony. After the service, he told me that was right on. That was God. I said, great. It's all about him. The Lord gets the glory. I recently got a testimony. They emailed me. They said, when you spoke that word over my husband, he had a son he was believing God for 17 years. Never has seen him in 17 years. Lost all contact with this son for 17 years. And then you brought him forth and you spoke over him. What was it? To encourage him. I'm praying this move of God that's happening here, it's not going to take no 17 years. I know it's happening now. Jesus is coming soon. But I want to encourage you watching online. Encourage you here. It's coming forth. It's happening. Encourage me. Thank you, Lord. So I got a testimony. After 17 years, he said his son came home to their house and they have fellowship and God restored everything to that family. They said that son is staying in our house and being with us, and we're amazed. Thank God for that. What the enemy thought he got forth and what he accomplished, it backfired. I love it. Hallelujah. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Don't get discouraged. You're going to reap if you keep on going. You keep on pressing. What? You put your trust in the Lord. Put your faith in God. You're going to see that reaping. Just like that father, he saw that son in his house. Hallelujah. That's why people of prayer, us, I know you're here. You're a person of prayer. You watching, you're a person of prayer. There's things that happen. There's things that stopped that the enemy has tried to do in your life or even in the state of California. Things that you're not even aware of. Thank God for that. Some of it you will be aware of. Some of it you won't. But thank God we pray. Thank God it's a weapon. Because the fight that we fight is not a natural fight. It's a spiritual fight. The enemy will fight everything he can to stop you from praying. If he gets you to stop praying, he's got you. He gets you to stop reading the word, he really has got you. You'll be dry. You'll have no oil. You'll be trying in your own strength, and you will fail. Hallelujah. Jesus, house of prayer. He prayed all the time. That was his source of strength, his prayer life. He prayed all the time. Jesus needed to pray. You better believe that you need to pray. Jesus could have been like, hey, you know what? I'm the Son of God. I have no sin in my life. I have the measure. It says he has the measure of the Holy Spirit. He had the Holy Spirit without measure. Oh, I'm good. I'm the Son of God. I've been in heaven. I'm here on earth. I don't need to pray. No, he prayed. He valued his prayer life. Let's value our prayer life. When we're together, bring our prayer life. Corporately, things get happen, but privately, let's have our prayer life. Your prayer life won't look like mine. My prayer life won't look like you, but allow the Holy Spirit to use you, and your prayer life will grow and grow and grow and grow and grow, and you'll be strong, and you'll have peace, and you'll have joy, and you'll be like, why does it feel like Christmas every day? Why does it feel like I'm having Christmas every day? Because of my prayer life. I have joy. I have perfect peace. Why do I want to help that person? I don't really like them. Jesus, hallelujah. So I want to close with this. Like I said, we were preaching everywhere. 5 different states. One of the states that we were at was in Illinois. I preached on a Sunday morning. Power of God hit that place. Literally the church was built in the 1800s, in the middle of the cornfields. We're preaching about Jesus. The Lord moved there. But that night, my sister is actually with me, Hannah. She spoke that night. But the night services are different than the morning. It's kind of like this. It's a prayer night. People give words and people pray. It's a great service. So I'm there, and there's this lady that was there at the service. The pastor really likes her a lot. She's in her 90s, and she's an intercessor. She's a prayer warrior. And he actually goes and picks her up at the nursing home and brings her to Sunday night services. And she's so full of strength. You talk about the youth. Her youth is renewed like the eagles. She has strength. She has joy. And she's a prayer warrior. And you can tell when you meet her. I've never met her until that night, Sunday night. So I'm there. I'm worshiping the Lord. Here came the pastor. He said, "Brandon, I wouldn't ever do this just to do this. But sister," her name is Sister Vonda. "Sister Vonda Allen has a word for you. And I wouldn't let no one just give you a crazy word. I trust her. She doesn't just do this. I trust her. She doesn't know me, that saying from Adam. She doesn't know me. But here she gave the word. She looked at me with eagle eyes." Here's what the word was: "Expect changes when you go back to California." She don't know anything about Holy Spirit. I didn't go there talking about California. "Expect changes when you go back to California. Expect changes that are good. There have been some things you've been praying for. And I, the Lord God, say unto you, expect the changes to come, for they are coming." I believe that, don't you? Changes are coming to the state of California. "I will give you abundance of help." Thank you, Lord. "I will give you abundance of help. You needed more help, and I'm going to bring help to you. I am going to open doors of ministry also, and you will have an anointing in your ministry that you've never had before. For you, my son, I say to you that your very words will bring deliverance to those in the room. And your very words will cause people to change their hearts. And from the ministry, son, you will not depart. Expect changes, for they are very good changes that are coming to you." Isn't that awesome? I believe it. Thank you, Lord. So I'm believing changes to the state of California. Good things. Good changes. Abundance of help. People rising up. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you did. California prayer meeting. Bless the people. Bless the people. Bless us. We put our trust in you, Lord. We put our trust in you no matter what. We never question you. Trust in you, Jesus, this moment forward. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Are you glad you came to prayer, California prayer meeting? We're going to do our next one December 16th, Friday night. And I believe it will be in L.A. We're still praying about it. So I know for sure December 16th. So we'll let you know exactly where we'll be. Want to be a part of that, pray. It was really awesome when we were in L.A. It was like, got wild in a good way. A good wild. So we'll see what the Lord does. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. Have faith. Amen. Amen. So thank you so much for coming, being a part of California Prayer Meeting. If you want to be a part of it financially, I always want to give you an opportunity to sow, to give. That's what it goes towards, the California Prayer Meeting. It goes to us, things that relate to that. So if you want to give towards that, there's envelopes on the seat. And that's what Paul calls it. He calls it an opportunity in Philippians chapter 4, an opportunity to give. I'm not pressuring you, not telling you. You have to. It's an opportunity. And most importantly, you give. Yeah, maybe physically, naturally, you're giving to this California prayer meeting. That's how you're a part of it. But most importantly, it goes up before the Lord. and he will bless you. He will make a way for you. This is the Bible. One of the ways of giving, when you give, one of the signs of you giving and sowing into the Lord, it's you saying, my love is not for money. Thank God for money. But by you giving and you sowing and you doing what the Lord tells you to do, it's always a sign to the Lord and then to the enemy. I don't love money. I don't serve money. I give. I sow unto the Lord because I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. Recently, we had a friend of ours, a pastor, and him and his wife, we invited them to a conference that we were at, and they came to the conference for 8 days. So Destiny and I, our ministry, we paid for their whole time, the whole 8 days at the hotel. So guess what I thought of? I had this opportunity to take care of Jesus for 8 days in this hotel and pay for it. Wow, that's exciting. The enemy could say, you're already paying for all this. Why would you? That's so much money. You could take your wife and do a vacation and go here and go see the mountains. Shut up, devil. My priority is the Lord. My giving is the Lord. He is my number one. I will do what he tells me to do. So if you want to be a part, give you an opportunity. You don't have to give. You watching online, it's an opportunity to give, to be a part of what God is doing here. We have one person online. When we first started this, she sends a check every month, pays for the whole meeting. So if you don't give, that's okay. The Lord speaks to other people. Amen. There's opportunities to give. You can give by old school. You can write to our P.O. Box, which we have a lot of those. His Name Ministry, P.O. Box 262, Montclair, California, 91762. Our website, you can give. There's even text to give. You can text. And Destiny's going to probably say something.
No, that was what you're saying. It's good. No, but just the other day, in our P.O. Box, because you were speaking of the P.O. Box, we got a letter in the mail from a lady, and she watched us on your grandma's broadcast on TV. She saw that we were in California, and she was so excited. She used to live here, but now she moved out. And when people would ask her, so where are you from? She would feel embarrassed and ashamed to say that she was from California, just because, you know, people talk all bad about California. But the Lord corrected her and said, no, I've called California. So she was excited because she was able, I read it, and she was excited that there's people out there praying, and she's hooking up with us for this prayer meeting.
Yeah, the devil's a liar. Take that, devil. I had my car, and we made a trip. I was in Arkansas. We had our car, had California license plates. So I'm driving in these like real like country towns, and my brother was with me, and he's like, and this is where he lives. He's like, bro, park on the side. I'm like, why? He's like, because your plate's California. I don't want, that's what he was serious. Like, I feel like I don't want nothing to happen because they see your plates. I said, I'm from here. I was like, I parked right in the front. I start talking to all the locals. My brother's like, one guy starts like talking to me, and I start talking to him about Jesus. And he's like, dude, you have some, he's like, that guy was crazy. I was like, no, he needed Jesus. So we talked about Jesus, and he started the conversation out telling me how he was dumb and all this. And I said, no, you're not dumb. Jesus created you. He has a plan for your life. My brother was like the whole time. I'm like, this happens to me all the time. Hallelujah. I'll never be ashamed for California. California's a part of America. God has like the Lord corrected her. I haven't read that testimony, so that's it. Amen.
Yes, my sister is going to come forth, and you can put your offerings in the bucket. And just, we're excited, December 16th, save the date. We will post the location soon on all of our social media, our websites. And again, we want to thank you for coming out of your way. And you're not coming for us. You're coming for the Lord, and you're coming for California. Amen? Yeah, Santa Barbara. I know traffic. It's super far. I know. And Long Beach, and just everyone. Riverside. We know that God has a plan for California, and we're here. He's going to use us. Amen? We're from Chino, Chino Hills. Amen. And yeah, that's it.
Amen. We're hungry and thirsty for the Lord. We're hungry and thirsty for the Lord. Say that every day when you wake up. I'm hungry and thirsty for you, Lord. Hungry and thirsty for you. I'm hungry and thirsty for you. Some people say, you shouldn't say that. You should say, I'm satisfied. No, I'm not satisfied. I'm hungry and thirsty for the Lord. So you want to live in that place of always constantly wanting more? Yeah, I want more. I'll be 80 years old. I'm hungry and thirsty for you, Lord. And we'll be in heaven by then. Hallelujah. Come unto me. We come unto you, Lord. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for your presence. We love you, Lord. Thank you for perfect peace throughout this whole week, this month. Thanksgiving. A blessed Thanksgiving. Restoration for families. Even if you feel a little like, I don't know if I should go, my family's going to be different. There's that cousin, there's that uncle that are crazy. I pray peace over that. Restoration. Let you be glorified, lifted up. When you walk into the room, let there be a shift in the atmosphere of glory in the presence of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen. Thank you so much for being a part. Like I said, December 16th, make sure to join us. Thank you for watching online. If you're watching in the replays, let us know where you're watching from. We love you. We thank God for you. And see you next month.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more information on His Name Ministries, check out our website at hisnameministries.com or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Have a blessed day.